Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Diane and I, to thank all you for listening.
And as you continue to move forward, this is Leviticus chapter 11. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for today, for how you're keeping us on our post, doing what it is you have to do. I pray, oh God, allow us to speak clearly, allow us to be understood through your word, and I pray in the name of Jesus to let your word be offered, right? Praise God and glory. Thank you for today. Leviticus chapter 11. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which ye shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Whatsoever parteth the hoof in its cloven-footed cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof. As the camel, because he chewed the cud, but divided not the hoof, he is unclean unto you. And the coney, because he chewed the cud, but divided not the hoof, he is unclean unto you. And the hare, because he chewed the cud, but divided not the hoof, he is unclean unto you. And the swine, though he divide the hoof, and he cleave clove, yet he chewed not the cud, he is unclean to you. For their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcass shall ye not touch. They are unclean to you. These shall ye eat all that are in the water, whatsoever hath fins and scales in the water, in the seas and in the rivers, them shall ye eat. And all that have not fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers, and of all that move in the waters, of any living thing which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination unto you. They shall be even an abomination unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, but ye shall have their carcass in abomination. Whatsoever hath no fins nor scales in the water, that shall be an abomination unto you. And these are they which ye shall have an abomination among the fowl. They shall not be eaten. They are an abomination, the eagle, and the ox, and the vulture, and the kite, after his kind. Every raven, after his kind, and the owl, and the nighthawk, and the cuckoo, and the hawk, after his kind, and the little owl, and the cormorant, and the great owl, and the swan, and the pelican, deer eagle, and the stork, and the heron, after her kind, and the lapping, and the bat, all fowls that creep, go upon all four, but by the abomination unto you, yet these may ye eat of every flying, creeping thing that goeth upon our four, which have legs above their feet, and leap whither upon the earth. Even these of them ye may eat, the locust after his kind, and the bald locust after his kind, and the beetle after his kind, and the grasshopper after his kind. But all other flying, creeping things which have shall be an abomination unto you. And for these ye shall be unclean. Whosoever toucheth the carcass of them shall be unclean until the evening. And whoso beareth aught of the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. And the carcasses of every beast which divideth the hoof, and is not cold footed, nor chewed the cud after unclean unto you, every one that toucheth them shall be unclean. And whatsoever goeth unto the paws among all manner of beasts that go on all four, those are unclean unto you. Whoso touches their carcass shall be unclean until the evening. And he that beareth the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. And they are unclean until you, unto you. Also shall be unclean unto you among the creeping things that creep upon the earth, the weasel and the mouse and the tortoise after his kind, and the ferret, and the chameleon, and the lizard, and the snail, and the mole. These are unclean to you among all the creeping whatsoever doeth touch to them. Then shall be unclean until the evening. And upon whatsoever any of them, when they are dead, do fall, it shall be unclean, whether it be any vessels of wood, or raiment, or skin, or sack. Whatsoever vessels it be, wherein any work is done, it must be put unto water. And it shall be unclean until the evening, so it shall be clean. And every earthen vessel, whereunto any of them falleth, whatsoever is in it shall be unclean, and ye shall break it. Of all meat which may be eaten, that one which such water cometh shall be unclean, and all drink that any be drunk in every such vessel shall be unclean. And everything that whereupon any part of their carcasses falleth shall be unclean. Whether it be oven or case falleth, shall be unclean. Whether it be oven or ranges or pots, they shall be broken down, for they are unclean and shall be unclean until you. Nevertheless, a fountain or pit wherein there is plenty of water shall be clean, but that which is toucheth their carcass shall be unclean. And if any part of their carcass fall upon any, so any water be put upon the sea, and any part of their carcass fall upon the ark, it shall be unclean unto you. And if any beast of which you may eat die, he that toucheth the carcass thereof shall be unclean unto you. And he that eateth of the carcass of it shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. He also that the carcass of it shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. And every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth shall be an abomination. It shall be not to eat. Whatsoever goeth upon the belly, and whatsoever goeth upon all four, or whatsoever hath more feet among all creeping things, that creepeth upon the earth, them ye shall not eat, for they are an abomination. Ye shall not make yourselves an abominable with any creepy thing that creepeth, neither shall ye make yourselves unclean with them, that ye shall be defiled thereby. For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you be by any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of the beast and of the fowl and of every living creature that moves on the water and of every creature that creepeth upon the earth to make a difference between the unclean and the clean and between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten. Chapter 12. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a woman hath conceived seed and bore a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days according to the days of separation of her infirmity shall she be unclean. And in the 8th day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. And she shall then continue in the blood of her purifying 33 days. She shall touch no hallowed thing, nor come into the sanctuary, until the days of her purifying be fulfilled. But if her bear a maid child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her separation, and she shall continue in the blood of her purifying 66 days. And when the days of her purifying are fulfilled for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring the lamb of the first year for a burnt offering and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering door of the tabernacle of the congregation unto the priest, who shall offer it before the Lord and make an atonement for her. And she shall be cleansed from all the issues of her blood. This is the law for her that hath born a male or a female. And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she bring 2 turtle doves and 2 pigeons and 1 for the burnt offering and the other for the sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for her, and she shall be clean. Chapter 13. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague or leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, and unto one of his sons the priest. And the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white in of his flesh, is the plague of leprosy. And the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and his sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall be shut up, him that hath the plague 7 days, and the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, if the plague in the sight be at the stay, and shut him up 7 days more, and the priest shall look on him again the seventh day, and behold, if the plague be somewhat dark, the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes, spread much abroad in the skin. After that he has been seen of the priest for the cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if the priest shall see that, behold, the scab spreadeth in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. When the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall see him. And behold, if the rising be white, and it have turned the hair white, and there be quick raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if the leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy cover all the skin of him and half of whatsoever the priest looketh, then the priest shall consider. And behold, if the leprosy hath covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. It is all turned white, he is clean. But when raw flesh appears in him, he shall be unclean, and the priest shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean. And the raw flesh is unclean. It is leprosy. He shall come unto the priest, and the priest shall see him. And behold, if the plague be turned unto the white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean. That hath the plague, he is clean. The flesh also, in which, even in the skin therein, was a boil and is healed. And in one place of the boil there be white rising, or a bright spot, white and somewhat reddish, and it be shown to the priest, and if when the priest seeth it, behold, it be in sight lower than the skin, and the hair thereof be turned white. The priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. Look on it, and behold, there be no white hairs therein. And if it be not lower than the skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And if it be spread much abroad in skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not, it is a burning boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Or if there be any flesh in the skin whereof there is a hot burning, and the quick flesh that burneth have a white, bright spot, somewhat reddish or white, then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if a hair in the bright spot be turned white, and it be in the sight deeper than skin, it is a leprosy broken out of the burning. Wherefore, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. Look on it, and behold, there be no white hair in the bright spot, and it be no lower than the other skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And the priest shall look upon him the seventh day, and if it be spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague or leprosy. And if the bright spot stay in its place and spread not on the skin, but it be somewhat dark, it is the rising of the burning of the priest showing the pronounce him clean, for it is an inflammation of the burning. If a man or woman have a plague upon the head or the beard, then the priest shall see the plague, and behold, if it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow, thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry scale, even a leprosy upon the head or beard. And behold, if he not in sight deeper than the skin, and that there is no black hair in it, and the priest shall shut him up that hath the plague of the scale 7 days. And in the seventh day, the priest shall look on the plague, and behold, if the scale spread not, and there be in it no yellow hair, and the scale are not in sight deeper than the skin, he shall be saved, and the priest shall shut up him that hath the scale 7 days more. And in the seventh day, the priest shall look on the scale, and behold, if the scale be not spread on the skin, nor be in the sight deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scale spread much in the skin after his cleansing, then the priest shall look on him, and behold, if the scale be spread on the skin, the priest shall not for yellow hair. He is unclean. But if the scale of his, in his sight at a stay, and it, that there is black hair grown up with therein, the scale is healed, him is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. If a man also or a woman have in the skin of their flesh bright spots, even white bright spots, then the priest shall look, and behold, if the bright spots in the skin of their flesh be darkest white, it is a freckle spot that groweth in the skin. He is clean. And the man whose hair is fallen off his head, he is bald. Yet, is he clean? And he that hath his hair fallen off from part forehead bald, yet, is he clean? And if there be in a bald head, a bald forehead, a white reddish sore, it is a leprosy sprung up in his bald head or his bald forehead. Then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the rising of the score be white reddish in his bald head, or in his bald forehead, as the leprosy appears in the skin of flesh, he is a leprous man. He is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His plague is in his head. And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, unclean, unclean, all the days wherein the plague shall be in him. He shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone without the camp shall his habitation be. The garment also that the plague of leprosy is in, whether it be a woven garment or a linen garment, whether it be in the rat or wolf of linen or of woolen, whether in a skin or in any made of skin. And if the plague is greenish or reddish in the garment or in the skin, either in the rat or in the wolf or in anything of skin, it is a plague of leprosy and shall be showed upon the priest. And the priest shall look upon the plague and shut up that hath the plague 7 days. And he shall look on the plague on the seventh day. If the plague be spread in the garment, either in the wrap or in the wool, or in the skin, or in any work that is made of skin, plague is a spreading leprosy. It is unclean. He shall therefore burn that garment, whether rat or wolf, in woven or in linen, or anything of skin, wherein the plague is, for it is a spreading leprosy. It shall be burnt in the fire. And if the priest shall look, and behold, the plague be not spread in the garment, either in the rat or in the wolf, or anything of sin, the priest shall command that they wash this thing wherein the plague is, and he shall shut it up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on the plague. After that it is washed, and behold, if the plague have not changed its color, and the plague be not spread, it is unclean. Thou shalt burn it in the fire. It is spread unworthy. Inward, whether it be bare within or without. And behold, the plague be somewhat dark after the washing of it, then he shall rend it off the garment, or off the skin, and off of the rock, or off the wolf. And if it appears still in the garment, either in the rock or in the wolf, or in anything of skin, it is a spreading plague. Thou shalt burn that wherein the plague is with fire. And the garment, either rat or wolf, or whatsoever thing of skin it be, which thou shalt wash, if the plague be departed from them, then it shall be washed the second time, it shall be clean. This is the law of the plague of the leprosy on the garment of wood, woolen, and linen, either in the wrap or wool, or anything of skin, to pronounce it clean or to pronounce it unclean. Chapter 14. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest. And the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed 2 birds, alive and clean, cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in a certain vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it in the cedar wood, in the scarlet, in the hyssop, and shall dip them in the living bird, in the blood, in the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 days, 7 times. and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose to open field. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, and shall shave off all his hair, and wash himself in water, that he may be clean. And after that, he shall come unto the camp, and shall carry abroad out of his tent be on the seventh day, that he shall shave off all his hair, off his head, and his beard, and his eyebrows, even all his hair, he shall shave off, and he shall wash his clothes also. He shall wash his flesh in water, and he shall be clean. And on the eighth day he shall take two he lambs without blemish, and one he lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for the meat offering mingled with oil, and 1 log of oil. And the priest that maketh him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean, and those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall take 1 he lamb and offer him for trespass offering, and a log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall lay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering and the burnt offering in the holy place. For as the sin offering is the priest, so is the trespass offering, it is most holy. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it on the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil and pour it onto the palm of his own left hand. And the priest shall dip his right finger in the oil that is in the left hand, and shall sprinkle the oil with his finger 7 times. And of the rest of the oil that is in the hand shall the priest put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the blood of the trespass offering, and the raiment of the oil that is in the priest's hand, he shall pour upon the head of him that is to be cleansed, and the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord, and the priest shall offer the sin offering, and make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed from the unclean, clean. And afterward he shall kill the burnt offering. And the priest shall offer the burnt offering and the meat offering upon the altar, and the priest shall make the atonement for him, and he shall be clean. And if he be poor and cannot go so much, then shall take 1 lamb for the trespass offering, to be waived, to make an atonement for him, and 1/10 deal of fine flour mingled with oil for the meat offering and the log of oil, and 2 tabernacles and 2 young pigeons such as he is able to get, and the one shall be a sin offering and the other a burnt offering. And he shall bring them on the 8th cleansing unto the priest, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And the priest shall take the lamb of the trespass offering and the lamb of the oil, and the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall kill the lamb of the trespass offering, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon his great toe of his right foot. And the priest shall pour of the oil onto the palm of his own left hand. The priest shall sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil that is in his left hand 7 times before the Lord. And the priest shall put of the oil that is in his hand upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the place of the blood of the trespass offering. And the rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand, he shall put upon him before the Lord. And he shall offer the one of the turtle doves or of the young pigeons such as he can get, even such as he is able to get, the one for his sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. With the meat offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for him that he be cleansed before the Lord. This is the law of him in whom is the plague of leprosy, whose hand is not able to get that cleansing. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, when ye be come into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in the house of the land of your possession, and he that owneth the house shall come and tell the priest, saying, it seemeth to me there is as it were a plague in your house. Then the priest shall command that they empty the house before the priests go into it to see the plague, that all that is in the house be not made unclean. And afterward the priest shall go in to see the house. And he shall look on the plague, and behold, if the plague be in the walls of the house with hollow streaks, greenish or reddish, which in sight are lower than the wall, then the priest shall go out of the house to the door of the house and shut up the house 7 days. And the priest shall come again the seventh day and shall look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the walls of the house, then the priest shall command that they take away the stones in which the plague is, and they shall cast them into the unclean place without the city. And he shall cause the house to be scrapped within round about, and they shall pour out the dust that they scrap off without the city into an unclean place. And they shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones. And ye shall take the other mortar and shall plaster the house. And if the plague come again and break out in the house after that he has taken away the stones, and after he has scraped the house, and after he has plastered, then the priest shall come and look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the house, it is the spreading leprosy in the house, it is unclean. And he shall break down his house, the stones of it, and the timber thereof, and all the mortar of it, the house, and he shall carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. Moreover, he that goeth into the house all the while, that is, it is shut up while the unclean until the evening, and he that lieth in the house shall wash his clothes, and he that eateth in the house shall wash his clothes. And if the priest shall come in and look upon it, and behold, the plague hath not spread in the house, after the house was pastured, then the priest shall pronounce the house clean, because the plague is healed. And he shall take to cleanse the house 2 birds in cedar wood, in scarlet, in hyssop, and he shall kill the one of his birds, and in the earthen vessel over running water. Cedar wood and the hyssop and the scarlet and the living bird, and dip them in the blood of the slain bird, and in the running water, and you sprinkle the house 7 times. And he shall cleanse the house with the blood of the bird, with the running water, and with the living bird, and hath the cedar wood, and with the hyssop, and with the scarlet. But he shall let go the living bird out of the city into the open field, and make an atonement for the house, and it shall be clean. This is the law for the manner of plague of leprosy and scale, and for the leprosy of a garment and of the house, and for the rising, and for the scab, and for the bright spot, to teach them it is unclean, the law of leprosy. We just concluded the reading of Leviticus chapter 14. I want to thank you for joining us today for the reading of the word. We just can see, as we continue to pray for those in need and suffering, we ask that you continue to be with us. Join us. We do have a caller. We will open the mic up. The mic is open. Yes, caller.
Hey, this is Andrew calling out of L.A. Pastor Shaw. Thanks for the reading today, bro. And it's really nice. It's always good to hear the word of God and, you know, refresh your memory on the Bible. I just wanted to announce Monday I have a guest caller, a guest preacher that's going to be preaching. I'm still going to be starting the show off, but I have a guest pastor, female pastor, who's really instrumental in the word of God, who I invited to come along to our ministry, and she's going to be bringing a message in on Monday, and she's going to have a good amount of callers with her on the air, so you don't want to miss out on Monday. It's going to be a very special message. I'll still be on there starting off the first couple minutes, and then she'll jump on, but I just wanted to thanks again for the reading. Very instrumental to me. It's very important to me that I hear these readings. It's very therapeutic for me to hear the word of God. So thanks for the reading. And Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. Don't miss out.
Great.